671, I have two people who's dealing with ADA chair. One has a wagon, but the other one doesn't want to move to a creative space.
Okay, I copy. Well, we can't force anyone to move, so just make sure to let that ADA passenger know that the next bus is going to be by in just a few minutes.
I did, and she's refusing to get off now. I take the next bus.
Okay, so I just want to make sure I got the situation clear here. You have an ADA passenger that had already boarded on the ramp, and so they're on the bus, and there's no space on the bus for them. Is that correct?
There's a space, but if this gentleman has already sitting, we'd move to another chair. You know, there, we can create a space, but he says he needs that chair, and he's not.
Okay, well, like I said previously, we can't force them to move. We have to assume that they also have a disability that prevents them from moving as a courtesy to the others. So, with that said, I will see where your follower's at, and by just a moment. And the follower just got off of I-5. They're turning onto Victory Boulevard now. They should be there in less than 5 minutes.
Okay, I'll hold here for 5 minutes.
Okay, let me know if that passenger deboards and you're able to roll. And if that doesn't happen, the follower does show up, I'll just put you in drop-off only.
Copy that.
Thank you. And if they move and they're able to, and you're able to roll, definitely give me that ready for service so I know. 1444.